your Nike Plus Run Club Lunar Epic Flyknit Trial Run. I'm Nike Plus Run Club NYC head coach Julia Lucas. At Nike Plus Run Club, we believe every run has a purpose. Along with that, we believe every shoe has a purpose too. And we are excited to introduce you to the Nike Lunar Epic Flyknit. We wanted to create this special one-on-one coaching experience so you can have an awesome first run in your new shoes, because sometimes feeling is believing. So here's what we'll be doing today. I'm going to take you on an easy warm-up and stretch and run with you for the first 10 minutes of your long run. As always, you define the final distance of your long run. During our run, I'll talk through the shoe's coolest features and point out how the amazing technology it delivers can benefit you as a runner. I also want to make sure you walk away with some knowledge and coaching tips that will help you going forward in your running journey. It's going to be fun. Before we start, be sure your Nike Plus running app is ready to go. If you don't have the app, you can hit pause and download it now. The app is an awesome way to track your runs, review your running history, and share your activity with your friends. You should also be dressed for a run and ready to take off once you put on your new shoes. The Lunar Epic Flyknit is tailor-made for the long run, and because it's so light and soft, it can be a great shoe for a recovery run too. And when you think about it, those miles you run on recovery days and long runs, that's the majority of your miles each week. That's why the shoe you wear for those runs has to be the right shoe for the work you're doing. Okay, you can go ahead and put on the shoes now if you haven't already. I hope the first thing you notice is how comfortable the Nike Lunar Epic Flyknit feels on your feet. It's like that great feeling of putting on a brand new sock, snug in all the right places. The shoe arrives with a 4mm sock liner inside. If you're looking for a snugger fit or a bit more cushioning, you can try the 6mm sock liner. It's also included in the shoebox. One thing to note, the Flyknit collar creates a sock-like look and feel, but this shoe is designed to be worn with running socks. The type of sock is completely up to you. Look down at your feet. You're definitely wearing a new kind of shoe, and in it, you'll have an altogether new kind of run. It's all in the name, Lunar Epic Flyknit. Lunar is for Lunarlon, the best cushioning around for performance running shoes, thanks to the Precision Laser Lunarlon midsole outsole. See those deep cuts running along the side and on the very bottom of the shoe? Press those grooves. Feel how they flex and give. This new approach to cushioning creates an amazingly soft ride. It's light, bouncy, and soft. And when you're wearing it, you'll feel like you can run forever. Epic is the perfect word to describe this shoe. It represents a monumental step forward in running shoe design and performance, with a completely new approach to outsole construction. Flyknit is the material that makes it possible to create this incredibly comfortable, high-top, sock-like upper. And when it all comes together, you get Nike's most complete running shoe. So comfortable, soft, and smooth that your last mile will feel as good as your first. Let's take them out for a run. It's always a good idea to start with a warm-up run. So let's do an easy 3-minute warm-up run together before stretching. The goal is to run relaxed and get the blood flowing, the body moving, get ready to stretch so we can start our run as prepared as we can be. Go ahead and start running now. Remember, this is just the warm-up. Keep it nice and easy for the first 3 minutes. I'll update you on time when you hit 2 minutes. Thank you. 2 minutes in, keep it nice and relaxed as you finish out this last minute. I'm only human, can't you see? I made a mistake. Please just look me in my face. Tell me everything's okay. 'Cause I got it. Okay, you can begin to slow down. Now that you're warmed up, find a spot where you can comfortably begin stretching. It's super important to take the time to stretch before a run, especially going into a bigger workout like the long run. Each of these stretches mimics the movements you'll make while running and will further prepare the muscles for the effort to come. Doing these same stretches after your run is a great way to help yourself recover too. All right, here we go. Let's begin the first stretch. Lift your left knee up in front of you. Pause, get your balance. Now grab that knee with both hands and pull it in towards your chest. Once you feel the stretch in your high hamstring, pause for a few seconds. Then release your left leg and repeat on your right. Repeat that stretch 3 to 4 times with each leg. As you do this stretch, take a look down. Do you see those interwoven flywire cables? These provide a bit more support where you need it most and create a more snug, secure fit from your heel to your midfoot. For the next stretch, stand upright with both feet shoulder width apart. Extend your right leg out in front of you with your heel on the ground and your toes up. Your left leg will be slightly bent as a result. Now lean forward from the hips in a controlled and balanced manner. Kick your booty back and down while reaching your hands forward towards your toes. Be sure to look straight ahead of you so your back stays straight. You will feel a strain in your lower hamstring or behind your knee. Hold for only a few seconds and then come up slowly from the position and walk it out. Got it? All right, just repeat that 3 to 4 times on each leg. Final stretch. This one's for your quads. Bouncing on your right leg, bend your left leg behind you and grab your ankle, right above the shoe's flyknit collar. You may have forgotten it was even there. It almost feels like an extension of your body. That's because of the flyknit construction, which feels virtually weightless when you run. Now make sure you're balanced as you grab that ankle. If not, take your time, work on it. Make sure you have that left knee pointed straight down to the ground. Now gently pull your ankle up. Wait for a few seconds and then release the leg. Walk out of the stretch. Repeat this on each leg 3 to 4 times. I've been seeing, oh, I've been seeing your soul. Give me things that I wanted to know. Tell me things that you've done. I've been feeling old, I've been feeling cold. You're the heat that I know. Listen, you are my son. Take your time with these stretches. Skip back if you feel like you need to spend a little more time warming up or going over any of these again. As soon as you're ready, we'll get your run started. Okay, let's do this. For this run, I want you to start out nice and easy and work on slowly increasing your pace as the run goes on. This is called a progressive pace. We do this to teach our bodies that the farther we go, the faster we get. The total distance of your long run will be entirely up to you. I want you to get a good feel for your new shoes, but I also want you to listen to your body and feel great when you're finished. Always be in control. When you're ready, select Basic Run in the Nike Plus Running app, hit Begin Run, and start running. To keep holding on, holding on. Look like it, but does it feel like you're wearing a running shoe right now? It probably doesn't. Isn't it wild that this shoe, with its close-fitting high-top ankle collar, feels almost like it isn't there? Maybe this is an example of more being less. That finely tuned Flyknit upper is designed to create minimal sensation. No rubbing, no distractions. All so you can fully appreciate the fantastic underfoot sensation. But it shouldn't just be your feet that feel great. At this point in the run, you should feel great. Keep it easy. No need to push it yet. The opening stretch of the long run should not be fast. If you don't feel relaxed and that the run is pretty easy right now, you need to back off the pace a bit. We'll increase pace gradually over the course of the run so that you'll run the middle stretch at your goal pace and finish out strong. But for now, you're warmed up and rolling. Keep it up. Cushioning you're noticing is ultra-soft Lunar Lawn, targeted based on pressure mapping so your feet experience just the right amount of give and take with every stride. Remember those laser perforations I was talking about earlier? They're working like pistons under your feet right now, creating great energy return so you can run farther and feel faster. You should feel good, and I know those shoes feel great. And since no glue was used to hold together the midsole and the outsole, the heel-to-toe transition is smooth and seamless.
Blowing sand.
Okay, we're closing in on 10 minutes. You should feel good. And if you do, keep going. Add on some time. It's your long run, which means it's your longest run of the week. And just remember, the farther you go, the better you should be. So make sure that pace is coming down and that you're in control. It's been awesome running with you today. We'll keep the music going for a bit, but if you outrun the track, hop over to the long run playlist on the Nike Plus Run Club Spotify account. When you're finished, if you have any questions about the shoe, or if you're interested in a different shoe, we're here for you. Just visit nike.com/NRC for a live chat experience or to schedule a phone call with one of our running experts. They'll be able to answer any questions you might have. As a Nike Plus Run Club runner, you have access to any of our live sessions, to all the coaching, tips, product advice, and support Nike has to offer. When you come run with us, you never run alone. So keep going, stretch out your long run, and be your very best at the end. I'm Coach Julia. Thanks for having me along on this run, and I'll see you at the next starting line. For providing the music for this session. To run to more music like this, check out the Nike Plus Run Club on Spotify.